Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the second parak of Maseches Moed Katan, and we're learning Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So Mishnah Aleph had a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, whether if you started doing your olive pressing and then Nebuch somebody died or some other onus came up, so you're allowed to finish the entire job for the case of Davar Avid, because otherwise the olives are going to get lost or going to get ruined, or do you just do enough to make sure that they don't get ruined? So now we have another machlokas when it comes to wine, whether if the wine's going to spoil if you don't pour it into barrels. If you have wine that you had squeezed from the grapes already, and it was sitting there in a bar in front of the wine press, ready to be poured into the barrels. Ve'ero evel, and then Nebuch, someone died, so that you're unable to pour the wine before Yom Tov. O ones, or some other ones happened where you couldn't do it, you couldn't pour the wine before the Yom Tov. O shetu poelim, or maybe your workers deceived you and they promised that they would do it, and then you show up and it's not done. Zole v'gomer v'gav kedarko. So in all those cases, you're allowed to pour all the wine into the barrels, seal the barrels in the normal way that you normally would with a regular seal. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. That is Rabbi Yossi's shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, but Rabbi Yehuda says, Oslo lemudim bishul shlo yachmitz. You should leave the wine in the pit and make just some sort of temporary makeshift covering so that the wine won't spoil. But you're not allowed to draw the wine out of the pit and into the barrels and seal the barrels and all of that. Rabbi Yehuda says you can only do whatever is the bare minimum that needs to be done in order to prevent the wine from spoiling. Rabbi Yossi says, no, once we're matir. Mishnah Gimel. So the Mishnah talks about other cases where you're allowed to do work on Chol HaMoed in order to prevent a hefsid, and it tells us, machlis adam peros av mipnei ganavim, that you're allowed to bring in your peros from the field on Chol HaMoed if it could otherwise get stolen. V'sholo pishtano min ha-mishra bishvil sholo tovad. And you're allowed to take out your flax from the soaking pond so that it doesn't get ruined, meaning the flax gets soaked in a pool of water. Water, and if it stays there for too long, the fibers will start coming apart and it will get ruined. So the Mishnah tells us, however, there's a major condition over here about Malacham Chol HaMoed to avoid a hefsid. You're only allowed to do that if you don't schedule dafka that the work should be done on Chol HaMoed. But if you dafka schedule that the work should be done on Chol HaMoed, then whatever you worked on, you should give up that work, meaning Beis Din will say that whatever you did is going to be hefker, and then it could be taken by anyone who wants to take it. So let's review quickly what we learned today. So in Mishnah Beis, we learned that if someone had wine in a bar before Yom Tov, and he was before he had a chance to put it into barrels and to seal it and do all that, he became an avel, or some other onus happened, or workers deceived him and he couldn't, he thought they were going to take care of it. So Rabbi Yossi holds he could finish the entire process, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you just got to make some sort of makeshift board to make it that the wine won't spoil, and then you'll finish the process after Yom Tov. Then in Mishnah Gimel we said that a person is allowed to bring in his produce if he's afraid that they're going to get stolen, and he's allowed to take his flax out of the soaking pond in order that they shouldn't get ruined, but he cannot be mechavin melachto b'moed. And if he is meaning he dafka planned on doing this on Chol HaMoed in advance and didn't take care of it before Yom Tov because he dafka wanted to do it on Chol HaMoed, well then the Beis Din is going to declare it hefker and it's going to get destroyed, it's going to get ruined. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet.